COVID-19 cases are down across the region, and Philadelphia is dropping most of its restrictions today. That means many large events like weddings are going on as planned. But what about people who tied the knot during the pandemic? WHYY's Emily Scott reports.
Back in March 2020, Laura Even and Brian Elliott thought the shutdowns would only last 2 weeks. Maybe they'd have to cut their wedding guest list down or reschedule their honeymoon.
It was really Jacqueline, our wedding planner, who kind of was like, you know, I know you don't want to think about this, but I think we have to think about plan B. And so we're like, all right, it's fine. We'll just push it back to June. I mean, everything will be fine by June.
Yeah. It was not
fine by June.
Yeah.
Brian and Laura met in medical school at Jefferson University in Philadelphia. They got engaged in 2018 and originally planned their wedding for last May at the John James Audubon Center in Montgomery County. Brian says the constant change of capacity limits turned wedding planning into a guessing game.
But we had to try and predict essentially what was going to happen because we basically had to wait to send out the final, you are invited, please RSVP, like a month beforehand just to try and get as many people of the original guest list as we could.
They ended up sending 3 different save the dates and whittling their 250-person guest list down to just over 100 people. After pushing back the date, they ultimately postponed the wedding by a whole year.
Was really balancing that and doing it quickly because all of our availability as vendors and venues was changing with all of the reschedules.
That's their wedding planner, Jacqueline Fisher. She runs Two Little Birds Planning in Philly. Early on in the pandemic, Fisher had to act fast to make sure the venue, the caterers, the florists could all reconvene together again on the same date with countless other postponed events.
So it was moving quickly, definitely a whirlwind of a year.
Fisher says many of her couples still got married last year, whether on Zoom or in their backyard or at their local courthouse. Now with restrictions lifting, she's planning larger events for them like vow renewals where they can celebrate with their friends and family. For those who did decide to have in-person weddings last year, Fisher came up with innovative COVID safety protocols to make sure attendees could try their best to stay healthy.
For example, seating guests by household, distancing the tables, having sanitation stations with masks and sanitizer, and even having bracelets so guests can communicate their comfort level. So green meaning hugs are okay, yellow, fist bumps only, and red, please keep your distance.
Fisher hopes some of the COVID-era changes stick, like vendors being flexible with rescheduling at no cost and being more understanding of changing circumstances. As for Brian and Laura, they decided to tie the knot at their local courthouse last May. Laura says she and Brian were tired of not being married yet and ready to move through their life milestones. And that they did. Their wedding wasn't exactly as they pictured it before the pandemic, as there was an addition to the bridal party.
This is our son. He is 8 weeks old.
The couple got married on Saturday. They now live in Cincinnati, where they're completing their medical residencies. So the wedding was a chance for many of their friends and family to meet their son, Chase, for the first time. Both said the pandemic taught them a lot about how strong their partnership is. Being stuck in an apartment together for months, alone, raising a baby, and replanning a wedding 3 times. And they also learned a lot about themselves individually.
I learned that it's really okay if things don't go exactly according to plan. Like, this is not what we pictured, having our wedding a year later after we were legally married, our 2-month-old son there. Like, none of this is what we pictured, but it's our story, and it's weirdly wonderful, and it's okay. You know, it's better than okay. It's great.
Emily Scott, WHYY News.